another thrilling episode of the Squash Podcast with Babel. Hope you are doing good. And you're also welcome to the Breakfast Club. Like, we are gonna dish it. We're gonna squash the relationships with the S's. Because I believe everyone I've invited have been in relationships. So keeping it plain, keeping it simple, keeping it honest, we are going to trash it out, okay? If you are listening alone, you are definitely doing it wrong. Tell your friends, tell your lovers, tell your haters, even tell your lovers to come on the pod and listen, okay? So today we are breakfasting in the morning because, you know, It's breakfast for a reason, right? So I have three in the house.
That's nice.
We start. Okay, so I have Victory in the house. I have Chelsea in the house.
Hi.
I have Coker in the house. Now, these two gentlemen have been on the show before, but Chelsea today, hallelujah, finally.
First time, yay!
See, this is the energy. It's the energy, guys.
It's our first time.
Yeah, it's our first time. It's our first time.
Welcome to the pod.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the pod, love.
Okay, so, there was supposed to be something, but she's running behind time. She's also a first timer. Hopefully she joins in, but if not, we're still gonna push. Without further ado, let the stories begin. Now, the essence, dude, is to tell us how your relationships have been. Have you heart before? Has your heart been broken? And what did you learn from that? You know, in times when the whole relationship stuff comes out, we always blame the partner, the other person. Oh, this person did this. But I refuse to believe that we ourselves have not dished out some things, which is why we want to talk about it now. Have you dished? Have you received? Let's ask. Tell us. What has
So I'm first. Okay, yes. I have been served hot breakfast. Yes. Goodness. And I have dished out breakfast with spice.
With maple soup. Spice.
That's...
How is that dope? You mean human being?
tell us, how did it go?
Okay. Receiving breakfast. At first, you obviously there are stages of what did you call it? Stages of pain. I think I saw this on TikTok recently. There are stages of pain. There's denial. There's grief. There's withdrawal.
Then?
You know, see, breakfast opens you to a whole new world of knowledge. When somebody breaks your heart, you become enlightened. It's like you went to another different school. You know?
Like a Buddha. Enlightenment.
The way God acted, they relate it to me. Papa, your life has not been easy. Okay, this is the crazy thing. Mm-hmm. This is the crazy. Everybody on this podcast and everybody listening to me, you can attest to the fact that we saw those red flags.
Okay.
We did. We actually did. We just thought we could either ignore them, change them, or deal with them. But we saw those red flags. And I think the most intense thing that I learned from my whole repeated circle of ignoring and picking up red flags that are not my own, because Steve Harvey was talking to ladies on one of his shows, and he told them, ladies, stop being in the habit of collecting red flags. That is, your friend or somebody you're watching on Instagram says something that they don't like about their man, and that is not something that, you know, affects you.
But
automatically, you pick it up, and then you're like, oh, definitely, I'm going to run with this, you know. So, exactly. So after all of that, I think the most important lesson I learned is I am the main character in my story, but I am not the main character in every other person's story. So to me, it looks like everything revolves around me, but to everybody else, I am not the center of the universe, and we have to deal with that. We literally have to deal with that. So that's my take.
Victorina, I got the lesson learned, but the thing is, never complete.
Exactly, I was gonna say.
What details, fam?
I get you trying to be knowledgeable and dropping, you know, bases of wisdom, but we want the gist. Like, what did she do? How was the breakfast served? Was it served in class? Was it served by text message? Was this, nitty gritties? Come on now.
Okay. I have to now go back to my cap log and my library of heartbreaks and pick a book.
We don't need names.
So I'll tell you the most traumatizing one that I've received.
Mashallah. And,
you sound as if you've been serving you breakfast.
As in King Kong. I ain't get some.
Is it like...
Gemini.
My brother, I'm done with love. After this podcast, cannot even do it again. Okay, so let's start with the one that I have given up. No, the one that I've received. Yeah, that's easier. The one that I've received. I've not told this story in a long time. Okay, chapter one. Story. I met this person in school. I was studying another different course then. So yeah, that's for Chelsea that said I'm still in school. Yeah. I was studying another different course then. Yeah. And this girl was in final year in another course. Okay. So I think I was studying international studies and diplomacy at that point in my life.
Yeah.
And I met this girl. This girl was in final year. And the stupidity of it was, I love the vibe, I love the charisma, I love all of that shit. But even her friends told me that this person, see the stupidity inside. This person does not stay with one man. Literally, she told they told me, yeah. And she was, you know, this common thing that goes around. honest friends, actually, because I'm a good person, and the friends, they understand that. Okay, you don't hurt good persons. So. How did you put this? She's a runs girl. Maybelle knows this story in and out.
Please, I don't know.
Literally.
I don't know you in short.
Wow. No problem. Remember I told you I'll say some of yours inside.
Us. Boundaries, bruv. Boundaries.
Me and Maybelle will go way back, by the way. Okay. So... She used to sleep. She had I think was it two or three sugar daddies, and she used to sleep for money. I understood at that point, but I tell myself something. Everybody makes mistakes, right? I would not be the person to judge you because I made a whole lot of mistakes. I would not be the person to judge you at that point.
Did
I judge you from
did
when
she
you
tell
met
you
me.
That she's a runs girl. Did she tell you she does this for money? Like, were you aware or you found out?
Both. When I asked
like,
about
when you
it,
say you understand, like it's like you had a conversation, and she was like,
"Exactly,
oh,
exactly."
Wow.
But then she told me that she had stopped. see the nonsense now.
Speak.
So, Nayena Kokago just started to laugh at me. So, she told me she had stopped. Now I would judge a person from how you start acting when I enter your life, not before. Mm-hmm. Right. All because right. I don't know the options that was surrounding you and your actions before. Exactly. So I told her, right, I don't mind your body count. Literally at that time in my life, I don't mind any of these things, but act right. I think there was one thing I told her, if I remember correctly, and I quote, respect me even when I'm not around. So that talks about my time, that talks about my energy, that talks about your flirting skills, that talks about your body language, you know. and everything. Long story, okay, you don't want the long story short, so let's keep on going. Literally, she was not a retired Ron's girl. She was still in active service, you know, she was still in active service. Yeah, yeah. No. The shocking thing was that we had sex twice.
Oh,
in a two-year relationship.
Imagine
2 year relationship.
Wait, Victory, you're having sex? Really? I'm so disappointed.
Two times in 2 years.
That, no, that see, my brother, this is why you start laughing at me, because I was really, really comfortable with the fact that she was happy.
I don't understand. You're like, comfortable with the fact, she was
with the fact that with
you,
yeah, yeah, to no, with me. Yeah, I didn't know at that point, right, that she's still running the show. Right, she told me she was retired. It was close to the end that, you know, how will I, Coca, you understand how you go know, but at the same time, you don't know.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, say, you get, but you don't want to just tell yourself, say, 2 + 2 = 6 overnight.
Yeah.
So,
you deny. You're saying deny.
I swear. So, the whole sex part was something. But apparently, at the end of the day, I was the one that broke up with her.
Okay, so you served the breakfast, not she serving you. Always no. Like serve breakfast.
No, you know there are some. No, Chelsea, you know there are some breakfast that you serve, but you're the one. Now you're paying for.
Yeah, exactly. Now see the shitty thing.
Uh-huh.
Let me get into the emotional bit now. Carry your tissues. Let me get into the emotional bit. Now, the reason why this was the most traumatizing for me was not just because I didn't love her. I was in love with her. Right? That's one. Then it's not just because of her. It was, you see that thing, that sugar daddy thing, that she was sleeping for money, right? There was a statement she made in front of me one time. She told me that, Victory, the way you love me, you could literally give me your school fees, right? Now, it was very wrong, because obviously, why would I give you my school fees? Am I mad? But at that point, she really believed that I could give her my school fees. Mm-hmm. And that's like school fees, that my school fees is like my capital for life. Yeah, it's like my capital, my investment for my life. Now see the crazy thing, Chelsea. So you believed that I could give you one of the most important resource that I had in my life, yet I was still not enough for you to stay with me and not sleep with someone else.
Wow.
Bro, that's sad.
But you were understanding at the point. I mean, for you to understand.
No. No, what I mean, I understand. I understood her past actions, and like I said, I judge you from when we start, not where exactly. And the number two that really, really broke me was the fact that you see when we started dating, right? It was later along the line, that is towards the end, that I found out that she did not stop runs. She was actually consistently doing it, right? And according to her, she did it for money. Yeah, now that sounds like something, but I'm a very deep thinker, and this was the first thing that clicked in my mind, and I won't lie to you, I cried that night. So you're telling me that we started dating, but you still kept on doing runs, right? So basically, you couldn't even wait for me to try and take care of you and ultimately fail before you went back. You just assumed that I was not enough for you.
Bro, that's deep.
Sorry.
That's deep.
Are you still okay, this is like long time ago, so you should be healed by now.
Oh yeah, I'm actually definitely fine. We're friends, we're cool right now. Me and this said person.
Okay, and the lesson learned was you are the main character in your story. Not in someone else's.
That one is for the breakfast that I served. This one is for the one that I received. The one that I received. This girl is literally eating. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can tell. Are you serving some more breakfast?
As in,
Please, you know, the breakfast has to align. Okay, so Victory.
The lesson, there were so many, but I think the first one I learned was, and this is for everybody that will listen to this afterwards, do not ignore the signs. First of all, signs are put in place for a reason. Do not ignore the signs. Secondly, and this is insane. I saw this yet last night, actually, because I like TikTok for this particular kind of reason, the amount of knowledge I can get. And this lady was like, when you feel your partner drifting apart, right, you tend to, instead of confronting them about it, you tend to increase the amount of love that you give them, because you want them to notice that you are giving more, and then in turn give, which does not work. So stop giving when you're not receiving. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Okay, all right. So because of time, I know everyone basically has like two stories, you know, when you received and when you, so we'll take them one by one, and if time permits, then we'll do the second where you, Victory has said when he received, so if time permits, he will tell us when he dished it out. But moving forward, Chelsea is going to tell us her side of the story.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, okay. It's your turn.
Okay, well, would I say I served breakfast? So you see when Victor was talking about, you know, him serving the breakfast, but he paid him more. So it was, you know, insane, because I kind of saw the signs, like, boy, I loved him, you know, and I didn't want it to stop. So, okay, story.
Story.
I mean, fresh. This was Junjib. And you know, as a girl, you get to imagine so many things. And I wanted my first to be my last, you know, because I'm like this girl, you know, praying to God, like, God, I just want one. I don't want issues. I really do not want to have exes and all. So I fell in love. And like, when I mean my first everything, first kiss, first, you know, first just kiss, you know. Like giving a hold, you know, first everything that
needs to
I didn't mean to laugh.
So basically,
I meant to laugh. Come on, beat me.
And I'm moving forward. Go on.
It was just like my first step.
First everything. It's fine. We're not judging you.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I didn't know that there are things you need to do, you know, to keep a relationship. Also, I was told, you know, but to me, I just felt, if you don't worry, people will understand it that when I share the story, so you know. So if I just felt, you know, as a relationship, like I said, I just want one, and I really don't like too many story. And I'm this, I'm a church girl, you know, so you know, like church girl, keeping things holy. So in the beginning it was all sweet, you know. Yeah, it was all good. I think I loved him so much, you know, and I would literally do anything to ensure the relationship will last for a long time. So but I was getting the vibe that I wasn't doing enough, you know. It was more like I was putting too many efforts in it. It was like Namibi the lover. He was just, you know, there, you know.
Yeah.
So but don't get me wrong, he's a good guy, but I just felt the energy I was dropping wasn't the same. So he didn't know how to tell me, because I'm like a sweet girl, you know. He didn't want to break my heart, because he would send me my first breakfast. So, but I knew that you're not feeling me anymore. So then on our anniversary, I could tell that, I mean, this was our anniversary, and I felt, I mean, there should be something special, you know. Something to just make it sweet for us. So, but I didn't get that vibe at all. So I was the one doing the remembrance. I mean, for you to know that, oh, this girl is fresh in the relationship market, you know, and you know, he isn't that fresh. He's, I wouldn't say advanced, but he knows too, you get. So, but basically, I just told him that, because I knew I'd already prepared myself, because, you know, I was just like, do you know what would be amazing right now? You know, we could just literally end this thing on this day. Like, it just makes sense. Do you get this? Was it? So, I was expecting him to be like, you want to know what he said? Oh my goodness. Nigga was like, is that what you want? I'm like,
that question is so annoying.
Like, yeah, actually, is that what I want? Obviously, I don't want this, but I just said it, so you tell me you got me. But you don't have me, man. Hey, God. It was so painful.
So, you're trying to manipulate us?
No, it wasn't manipulation. At times,
a girl just needs reassurance, right? I just want to hear those words. And not, okay, is that what you want? Oh, yeah, now carry your bag and get out.
Have also,
Mabel.
Opinion. Hey,
right. Mabel.
Please, Mabel. Victory, no comments. Victory.
All right, go on, Chelsea.
That would get that reassurance that, girl, I'm with you, you know. So, I did ask, funny enough, I didn't know why he was giving me that vibe. Like, I didn't really know. But I got to know later. I think we became better friends after the, you know, breakup. And I had to, you know, continue to, because in my mind, I did not want this thing to end. But as I asked you, you know, I said, is that what I want? And I said, yes, no, that's what I want. You're mad. You're not serious. Is that what I want? You get. So the thing can't end, though. So I was so devastated because I had thought it would, you know, not be like that. So, funny enough, Naim consoled me, don't get me wrong, because we were talking and he had to tell me the reasons why he had to, you know, like why he was feeling the way he was feeling. He told me that he's a guy now. Like, I mean, I'm not giving him what he wants. I'm like, okay, what you want? What you want is a church relationship, man. I ain't giving shit, you know? I mean, and I have thought that, you know, I'm surprised. So, if you keep this
going, I am fully convinced that Chelsea hides her smoke. I am fully convinced there's nothing nobody wants to tell me.
So basically, he felt I was too, what's the word? Like, I used to just feel that when you have something, regardless, at the right time, you're going to get it when that thing is yours, yeah? So I was working with that principle, like, you know, you just be patient with the person, especially when your eye is not outside. Because we didn't really have any major issue. What we just had was just the intimacy issue, which I wasn't dropping, I'm not saying, you know, so that was it. So, but when we talked about it, I mean, it was already too late, you know, because we have already ended, and you know, that's it. Yeah. So, that's it.
Yeah. Do you ever think you guys get back together?
Okay, funny, you know, my friends think they still think I'm in love with this guy, but do we get back together? I don't know. I don't know, honestly.
You guys can get back together. Like, really? If it comes correct. So you
don't put thoughts in her head, please. Let's leave it. Oh,
hold on.
I'm holding on.
No,
oh yeah. Yalla, Cox, you're up next.
Dorime. Ito. Oh, yeah, no.
All right, so mine was actually in my angel level when I entered angel level for the first time in 2015. Yeah. This babe was like in, she was doing a diploma, I think. Yeah, she was in diploma 2. So she was in school before me. She knew the system and stuff like that. So I mean, I was just a fresher, not fresh out of stuff like that. I didn't know much about like relationships, and I went to boys only school. The only person I dated for most of my relationships up until then were like long distance relationships and phone stuff. Just so breaking up with them after 1 month, you didn't need to catch cruise in school and stuff. But my guys, that guy, I did this girl for 1 month. She begged me, all those kind of things. Yeah, so. Basically, this was the first physical and real relationship that I had, and it started that I was like, I think I have this kind of serious syndrome, like always wanting to be there for someone and stuff, and that was what like affected me.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was what made, that was what made me focus. Actually, this babe, when I first got there, it was obvious that she liked me, and always like, who will not like me now? I'm fine, boy. So, she was always like
energy.
Yeah, she was always like coming to my side. Like I was staying with my big bro then, so she was always in my room, coming to my room, chilling. She would leave like late at night and stuff like that. And it was obvious. Everybody knew that. Okay, Esther was this guy, but she had a boyfriend. And like in, I think uni learning then doing. So this guy was actually more experienced than I was, and bro.
Experienced?
Yeah, experienced.
Okay. Oh, you mean she plays a lot?
Super
confused.
Go on.
So
I can see Chelsea now.
So actually this the guy actually was cheating on her, so she was always coming to me with this and stuff like that. And in my mind I was like, okay, she's actually very fine, so I was like, okay, in my mind I was okay, I could do better than this. But I was not really like into her like that, but she was more into me than I was. So at the end of the day, when the night she broke up with the guy, I wanted to show that I could do better than that was my mistake. That was the mistake I made. Shit, like I always want to be like, okay, the best, and this I could do. So okay, later she agreed. Then we started dating. Bro, this shit is painful because this girl actually is a fool.
He's still in pain.
You know why I'm still in pain is I actually don't like being taken for a fool. Not like I'm in pain like that, but then remembering it is actually very, very painful. I don't like being taken for a fool. That's like why I aim most of his life. Yeah. I don't like it at all.
I think just we should give Koka a hug.
Koka, you can go and get tissue. We'll wait.
So we dated, and then she grew tired. I think the guy came back. When he came back, and this is a bit that whenever we have issues like bringing like guys, I'll see how we get and stuff like that, and I don't really mind because of this babe. I actually had people that like actually like, but I didn't give them face at all because I actually like to be loyal and stuff like that.
So that's
the second painful stuff because I actually had girls, but then I didn't like any of them face curse of this. I wanted to be loyal, I wanted to be better, actually. I wanted to do better, but then this girl actually went to collect dick or something. I don't know. Bro, don't
it's
just
fine.
Forget
it's,
it.
It's yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
She went for prayers.
Yeah, victory.
She went to speak in tongues. So let's just.
You understand, man. Yeah. Oh, God.
Not when we're in the relationship, though. Yeah? Listen.
What lesson did you learn from this? From that?
Women are scum.
What?
I actually broke up with the girl. It was after I broke up with her that I found out that it was because the boy was like, because about a week after I broke up with her, she went to see the guy. She actually enough to like wait. So after the breakup,
Koka, what do you think you did anything wrong? Like, what would you?
Nah, the only thing I did wrong was like just feeling like I could, nah, I don't like that. I'm not sure I'm going to ever do something like that again, like trying to prove who I'm not supposed to prove to someone. So in the process, that's like basically the only thing I think I learned, because I think the best of my ability, I tried the thing.
Yeah.
Because we started on the wrong foot. It was like I snatched the babe from the boy and he collected his thing back. and that was what happened. That was what I was taught, because So yeah, that's basically the breakfast story. You know, that's like the short version of this
one. Short version. Because of time. Nkechi, baby, are you in the house?
You guys.
Yeah. Welcome, Nkechi.
Our fifth guest is here. And see, let me tell you guys now, because I don't, you know, time will not permit for me to tell my own story, so we might have to do that like
I can tell it for you though.
Wow.
Me and Nkechi, we know now. I can.
I'm gonna stone you. I'm a stone you, man. Like, NK, boy. Okay, so NK, you are next. Tell us your story. Have you been served or you did the serving?
Okay, first of all, my nickname is Best in Shopping Breakfast, so that you understand. Yes, yes. So it's not one, right? So they said that now, I like this. I don't want this again. They say I'd break is too key. I'm not ready to die.
Die.
Yeah, so I've never really served anybody, none that I'm aware of. None, if I'm known. Knowingly or unknowingly. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't think I've ever served anybody. I don't think so. So, yeah, for my story, there are plenty. So I'll just give one very. Okay, so a very familiar one, and maybe you might know about it. So there was this guy I was dating.
Why are you calling my name in all this?
So there was this person I was dating when I was in school, right? I think 200, 300 level, I guess. So that was after my 18th birthday. So we were dating and. Yeah, we dated for 2 years, basically. The bottom line of everything is, okay, while we were in the relationship, he was cheating a lot. And whenever I confronted him, he always used to lie about it, right? He would lie and, I don't know, at a point I got fed up, I broke up with him. He came begging, crying, blah, 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 blah. After some months, we got back together. Eh? So, yeah, when we got back together, like, there was a day we were talking on the phone. So, I had two phones. I was on the phone with him on one, and then I was surfing the web on the other one. And then I saw on, was it Instagram, somebody posted him and his supposed wife-to-be. So, apparently, that was the day of, was this traditional marriage, the wedding introduction? I really can't remember. But, yeah, it was getting married while we were still together. So, basically...
And he still had the time to call you. That's true love, right?
Yeah, so we were talking and asking, where are you? Say, I'm at home.
Men ask
him. Not knowing that I was still even at the girl's family house. So when I saw him, I asked him and he started crying. Oh yeah, why? Why are you crying?
Coca. Let's look at it like this. Let's look at it like this. He was about to get married and still called you. That's real love right there.
Victory. I told you this hot iron will touch you.
So yeah. He was crying, no. He was telling me that he was absolutely the one he wants. In my mind, I'm like, this is where he mad me. Is this one normal?
What was that?
So yeah. Funny how after then he begged me, he sent all his family members to come and beg me. It was that serious.
Me, and he was still married though.
Yes, now the guy was pregnant. Wow.
Oh wow.
He was not saying it's the pregnancy that made him to marry the girl. Right. Damn. I'm like, okay, fine. Let's even agree that that's the situation. You didn't even have the decency to break up with me or to tell me.
Yeah.
And in Nigeria, baby mama situations are many. Many girls are getting pregnant for many people that doesn't want them. So that's not enough excuse now.
Exactly. And then
his sister, the one that annoyed me the most, is his sister that came to me telling me that she doesn't know what came over her brother. I should just wait for the girl to give birth. And I'm like, what kind of sister are you? Do you understand? Like, and she's married though. Is the other sister, she's married. Why would you want me to go through this kind of a thing when you know that what your brother did was clearly wrong? But that was like how many years ago?
So, and now you're better?
Yeah. Although I took a lot of, like, recently.
But how's your relationship with the guy?
So after then, I stopped talking to him, although it was quite hard because we dated for 2 years, and you know, we're more of friends, you know, a relationship is always better when you're friends with the person, right?
Yeah.
When you're friends with the person, so that you're always comfortable around the person. So, even after then, he tried reaching out to me. I blocked him everywhere, WhatsApp, Instagram. He'll be open. He used to always use fake pages to message me. I'll block them, just like that. Down to last year, this boy was still trying to reach out to me. And I don't know why, because he's still with the girl. They are living together with their daughter. So why are you trying to reach out to me? I don't understand. The level of...
In all of this drama, what would you say was your takeaway lesson from this? Aside from men being scum, but yeah, what else?
Scum.
My takeaway is you can never know. They know the new person finish.
Yeah.
No one is predictable. You can't always see the signs, and that's the truth about it. That's true, because whenever we break up, my friends used to always be there. The way used to always come back.
Okay, right?
I love this. No. The signs and see. Let me tell you. Not all the time. Because at a point I broke up with him. Now, do you understand? People that are close to me will tell you that. See, nobody saw this coming, right? If it's cheating, we understand that. Okay, there are levels to this cheating thing. She understand, but not disrespect me to the extent where you are getting married and you can't even.
Breathe.
At the end, they know the new person finished. That's the truth about it. Just pray that God give you a very good person. That is the truth. They know the new person finished. So after that, when I broke up with him, I was single for a very long time before I dated this last person that I dated.
And you chop another breakfast.
It happens. This is the last. So
Inshallah. We hope this is the last. Okay. So because of time, the next segment, you know, of when we're actually showing our true colors, when we're dishing the breakfast, will be held next week. Same time. But relax, Chelsea. Relax. I will talk my own. Relax. Okay. Story. Okay, first of all, I can actually say I've not been given breakfast.
Cup. Cup.
Victory, let her talk.
I'm just tired for this guy. I have dished breakfast, but it pay me, say I dish him. That kind of thing. Okay, so the one that was really shitty. Okay, he was my first every, according to Chelsea.
I got you, girl.
Okay, and it was okay.
I'd say I wasn't ready for that kind of love. Let me put it like that. I was young. I just everyone was getting into a relationship, and okay, I wanted to get into a relationship, but it was
pressure.
But it was nice. It was good. I was.
Oh my goodness!
I can actually say. no sister, no. But I was loved, I was valued, I was appreciated, but I was too young for that kind of love.
So it was overwhelming for you.
It was overwhelming, and I didn't have patience then. I was a very blood the hook. I had anger issues. I had communication issues. I was your typical drama queen. That was me. In Katie's that relationship, it was any small thing like this, like two wires just touching in my brain.
It was not only in relationship, it was in friendship too.
Ace, don't let it. Don't.
Amen to that.
Start.
Amen to that. Thank you.
You and Katie are what? but the thing was, okay, there was, I couldn't handle it. That was just it. I wouldn't say there was this thing he did or that made.
It was you. You were the problem. You couldn't handle.
I was the problem.
Just be real.
That's the honest truth. Now there was. See, when I came out of that relationship, mind you, I broke up like 3 times. Like finally, whoa. And I looked back, I'm like, these were things that could have been handled differently if I communicated better, if I did. I was the problem there, and I owned my problem there. So serving a breakfast, it did pain me, because when you go back to the streets and you see the way men are in the streets, they're not loving.
They're not smiling.
It's that kind of thing that I for just the way I did.
You never can say never now. Like, did you try to go back after the 3 breakup? Like, when you look back, or the guy has now realized that he's a spec too and he's done with you.
Exactly. Do you get? Like, I've grown into wisdom and I was now, like, you know, a much better person, and I tried to, like, go back. Yeah. Bro, I was like, this girl, you're too toxic for my liking. That was it. It was heartbreaking for me,
So what did you learn after all this?
I learned to be patient, actually. It's not everything doesn't require a reaction.
Well,
not everything requires, and communication does matter. And aside from communication, comprehension matters, because you can tell me anything, you can narrate, but if I don't want to hear it, I don't want to understand it, you're just talking to yourself. And
well,
that was.
Well, I get you, Mabel, but don't you think, from the guy, don't you think he should have been more observant to know that this love that he's giving you is too much for you? Why wasn't he patient too? Because I've dated you, I've dated before.
No, but at the same time, we
girls.
If he
yes.
That energy, she would have complained and said that's the reason why she's breaking up. At the end, you don't even really know what people want. That's the truth. You just pray. That's the person that is meant for you. Because if he had reduced the energy, she would have seen it as the reason to say, oh,
perfect reason.
Exactly.
Before we started the relationship.
Wow.
I like to be very.
Then that's another drama.
Okay. All right.
So it's like that. It's, yeah. But we're happy for growth. We are thankful for growth. Yeah. We are still serving breakfast and not receiving any. Glory to Jesus. It's a struggle out there, guys. Yes, I reject. I bind and cast you.
I honestly don't see the reason why, except in cases where the person had to travel and then start doing long distance relationship. I honestly don't see the reason why you should tell people's feelings. Honestly, because it doesn't make any sense. In this life now, most people now are very mature enough. If you tell them that, okay, see me, I just want to enjoy my life. Are you in? Most people are in. Do you understand? So,
hold on to what you said. Not everybody knows what they want. Like, not okay.
Person to even know them, and if you see that what they are bringing is not what you want, you have to end it now.
Yeah, because nobody wants to endure relationships anymore, man. We're in for the enjoyment, and if we're not enjoying,
except you just it's different though. Except you,
do you guys even do people even do proper dating nowadays?
See,
do people even do proper talking stage nowadays? I just want to know. We understand that we're all for the enjoyment.
I just want to
for everybody to do what you want. Do you understand?
Okay. Can I say something?
Okay. Victor, give me a minute. Let me use myself as a case study now. My last relationship, going into that relationship, I had the mindset that this was going to be my last. It wasn't really about the guy per se, but I just told myself, like, I don't tire to repeat the same circle. I'm tired of, of vaccine your color and meeting your family and all that. This is my last bus stop. That was the mindset I had. That was the mindset I had going into that relationship. And at the beginning, when I did speak about this, the person was like, okay, yeah, sure, let's, this is what we're aiming towards. We're aiming towards forever. But along the way, I wasn't getting that energy that I was receiving. And I'm like, okay, there were things that I overlooked because I want this to be the last. There were things, the relationship will end since, but overlook some things because... Exactly, because I want this to be the last. So when you're saying people don't date,
I think you are getting me wrong, Benita. So the reason for dating, like for you and that you said, okay, you wanted this to be your last. Definitely, before marriage, you have to date the person. I believe dating is a stage where you get to maybe like for in that scenario where you wanted it to be a situation of this is my last. For you to get to know the person and be like, oh, is this somebody I can spend the rest of my life? So it's is actually very inevitable. But I'm talking in the sense that so many people, especially guys, know they are just coming for the fuck. They just want to come and knock.
That
is totally different. If maybe you were dating and you actually liked the person for real, and at the end, maybe things were not going as planned. That is a different case entirely. Do you understand? It happens. And that's the reason why we say breakfast is inevitable. But deliberately going into a relationship to toy with people's feelings is what I'm talking about. That doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Well, as you said, breakfast is inevitable.
So can I talk now?
Yeah, sure. We're wrapping up. Yeah, go.
Okay, so I have two things to say. Mm-hmm. I've detailedly listened. I think the first one is love is natural. Hate is learned. So the first thing that you'd have to notice is your desire to be needed, cuddled, kissed is natural. Your desire to be wanted is natural. The hate... Yeah. That you now go into a relationship to selfishly acquire those things for yourself without giving back to the person, that is learned. Do you see something? That thingy right there is learned. It is not something that you just automatically are born with. So something happened along the line that made that person, said guy or said girl or set of persons, and venture into that kind of selfish acquisition of want and attention from you, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The second thing, and they link to each other, the second thing is, I want you to understand that when you are dating a person,
yeah,
you are not dating the television version of the person. You are dating the person's past. You are dating the person's decisions. You are dating the person's mistakes. So if somebody wants to, for example, let me use my guy now. If somebody wants to be in love with Coca, right? And let's say that person has a guy best friend that lives in Lagos. That would ring an automatic red flag for Coca instantly. Yeah. On a normal day, it would not be anything to somebody, someone else, because Alpha, you had a best friend before I came into your life. Now, all we have to do is now be mature about it and draw some boundaries. But because my guy has experienced a certain type of hurt before this particular adventure, he is now guarded. So most of the time, we try to date the Vampire Diaries and Korean movie version of people, but we fail to understand that when we are in a relationship with somebody or getting to know the person, we are dating all their baggages. They are coming in with all the failed mistakes, all the failed relationships, all the heartbreaks, all the failed marriages and everything. And you have to, and this was a class I was giving on leadership yesterday, you have to have a certain amount of shock absorber as a person that is willing to try. So the person does a mistake, you are like, okay, I know this is a mistake. This is one thing that you have done. Can we strike it off the list? Can we pretend that it didn't happen? Can we make sure we don't do it again? If your well of forgiveness and moving on is not that large in this 21st century, then the truth is that you are not ready to date, because everybody has had one adventure or the other, and not every story ends in a fairy tale. Some actually are gruesome murders of our emotional states, and we are carrying them to the next love life.
Yeah. So, sorry, let me quickly stop this. I'll be quick.
Yeah.
Like, to buttress your point, Victory, I feel like in this way, naturally as human beings, we expect too much from people.
Yeah, we do.
We tend to forget that, okay, we are all humans and we are not perfect, but we expect perfection from our partners, and we get disappointed at the end of the day when we don't get what we expect to get from them. You get, and that's why we don't even have enough patience what we are supposed to learn in the relationship, and we just expect too much. We just feel like, okay, it should happen like this, it should happen like this. If it doesn't go our way, then we give up. And that's so many cases of great personality.
I don't totally agree with that, Sha.
Okay, we are gonna keep this till next week. The sister got to work, man. I am definitely late for work. But we are gonna continue this. Yes, we are gonna continue.
Because I'm going to give scenarios and we're explaining it to
you. Uh-huh. Okay.
When so you know we are like for this relationship.
I know. Is it not you? Yeah. So we're gonna but just hold it. And we're gonna pick up from where we left, okay, which is next week Sunday. Thank you guys for coming out, and I still have some things to say on the whole expectations theme, but we are, as I said, gonna leave it till next week.
Yeah,
this is still your favorite podcast, the best, and I remain your number one, Mabel Benita. I love you. Thank you guys for waking up to talk to me.
Bye. Yo, Chelsea.